Appreciate the goodness of God and his conviction. And well, I need the help of God, and the word of God is sharp, and it cuts. It's good for us, this direction of God, Brother Robert, and it shows me Christ and shows me myself. He's high and lifted up, and I'm low. I'll say that much. And John the Baptist said he wasn't worthy to unlace his shoes, stoop down and unlace his shoes. That's what John the Baptist said. Christ said about John the Baptist, them born of women, there's none greater. And that's what Christ said about him. Man didn't say that about him. God Almighty said that about him. John said, I'm not worthy to even stoop down and unlace his shoes. Lord, help us this morning. Yeah. Ephesians 5. I'm going to read the last verse of chapter 4, and we're going to move on. Trust the Lord's will. Got word, Sister Jennifer, I ain't heard nothing else. Sound like the little man's going to be okay. Just needs some time. Thank the God of heaven for that. He's merciful to us. Say, we deserve it? No. He's just kind and mindful of us. Y'all pray for Amanda. She's going to the hospital now. Said her body may be shutting down, rejecting the baby, which means they could have to take it, but she's only a couple weeks early, so we'll trust the Lord of God heaven to do that. I don't understand all his ways, they're past finding out, but I know this much, he does everything right, and I can trust him. Sometimes it gets a little tight trusting, I'm just being honest with you, but I can. I tell you this, you won't look back and see where he failed you. You'll never find that. He's always done right. Ephesians chapter 5, I'm going to read verse 32 of chapter 4. He said, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted and forgiving one another, even as God, notice this, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. You know why God forgave you this morning? For Christ's sake. That's why you're forgiven. That's how we're forgiven. And not anything outside of that. I don't know how a man could think that they could put their hand to the salvation, saving grace of God. He said right there, for Christ's sake, that's why I'm forgiven. It ain't me, it ain't who I am, ain't where I was born, it ain't where I'm at this morning, it ain't where I've been, it ain't what I've done, not done, it ain't none of that, Brother Hack. God forgave me for Christ's sake. That's why I'm forgiven. That's why you're forgiven this morning. And it's for his sake. That's our pathway, thank God. That's our way. He is. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. And there's none other beside him. No man comes to the Father. No name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He said that. He said, God forgave you for Christ's sake. And he said there that we ought to forgive one another even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Forgiveness is... It comes from love, and it's forgiveness. It's real forgiveness is forgiven. It's unconditional. We'll get here deeper into it. He'll go on into the Word of God where this comes from, Brother Robert. I believe is what he said. But he said here in Ephesians 5 in verse number 1, he said, and he just said that what God has done. He told us what we ought to do, and he said what God had done. And then he said in verse number 1 of chapter 5, he said, be ye therefore, he's already spoke what he spoke, because of that, therefore what he's already said, Brother Robert, he said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. Well, I don't want to add to the word of God, but children of God. He said, be ye followers of God as dear children. And we know this morning that our children, listen, your children inadvertently, they gonna follow you, and they gonna act a lot. They gonna act like you. They gonna look like you, and they're a product, Brother Todd. I mean, your boys, they're a product. You and your Sister Jennifer. I mean, they look like you. They act like you. That's the way. That's just who they are. That's the way it is. And he said here in the Word of God, so much the more, Brother Robert, that as children of God, he said, be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. As dear children, we ought to love one another. We ought to forgive one another. As God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you, so he's saying, so ye do all also likewise. In fact, Jesus said this, Brother Hyde, this is pretty strong too. He said, if you forgive them not, my Father won't forgive you. That's what he said now. You can take that for what you want to take it. I believe it, Jesus meant what he said there, and I mean, that's pretty strong, Brother Robert. That's pretty stout. And Christ never said an errant word. He never said anything that he did not mean. Brother Hyde, he never said anything just to be saying it. He said that. That's what he said. And he said, we ought to be followers of God as dear children this morning. Listen, and listen, if I can't forgive you this morning, then the problem's in my heart. Now, I just say that, the problem's in my heart. Now, I'm not going to go into a whole lot of scripture to get real deep into it because we ain't got time. There is a pathway to true, complete forgiveness, Brother Harold. There is. There's a pathway to that according to the scripture. And I'm not going there this morning, Brother Hyde. But what I'm saying, what God's saying here, in my heart, Brother Hyde, I ought to have and you hadn't, but if you had, there ought to be a spirit, a heart of forgiveness in my heart towards you, whether you ever come to me and ask me to forgive you or not. There ought to be. Now, again, there's a pathway to make that complete, Brother Todd. That you got to come together. There's scripture on it. I'm not going to turn there this morning. You can look at it if you want to. There's all kinds of scripture. You can read Romans 14, be a good place to start. There's all kinds of scripture, many places that speaks on that behalf. But what I'm saying here is that we ought to have a heart. Listen, my heart ought to be a heart of forgiveness towards you. And there's no condition on you about that. It's the love of God, and it's a follower of God, his dear children, that there's a forgiving heart in a child of God. There's forgiveness in you. Listen, if you've been forgiven, then you forgive. It's in you. God just put it in you. He's put it in you. And brother Todd, now everybody's got their own opinion. But you know what? I think Jeremy, he looks like both of you. He really does. But you know why that is? Because it's in him. That's where he come from. That's why he looks like y'all. That's why he acts a lot like his daddy, because that's where he come from. It's in him. It's in him. Why would you expect him to look or act any other way? That's where he come from. It's in him. Your children, they in you. I look up here sometimes Sunday morning and I get tickled. I just do. Nobody knows it. I don't guess. I don't laugh out loud. But I think it's just in them. And I look up and Brother Robert, as long as I've known him, he's always wore his long sleeve shirt with his sleeves rolled up. Y'all want to look up here, I guarantee you every one of them boys has got the shirt the same way. Why is that? It's in them. Why do they do that? It's in them. Their daddy, I'm not saying their daddy's always done it. They grew. Ain't nothing wrong with it, Brother Robert. Ain't a thing wrong with it. Praise God. If that's the way you want to wear your shirt sleeve, wear them. Ain't a thing wrong with it. If them boys want to wear it, if they don't want to do it for no other reason than their daddy does it, that's all right too. If they want to follow their daddy, they're his children. Why do they do that? It's in them. Why does children of God have a forgiving heart? It's in you. If you've been forgiven, forgiveness is in you. And if it's not in you, then there's a problem. I just say that much. But because, listen, if Christ is in you, he's a forgiving God. And he forgave you when you didn't deserve it and you had no way to get it. He forgave me, Brother High, and I can guarantee you I didn't deserve it and still don't. And I didn't merit and I still hadn't merited it. And if I live another 100 years, which I won't, no doubt I could if God wanted me to. You say that couldn't happen. Well, you don't put God in nobody. But I'll still not deserve it when I get to the end of this thing, take your last breath. I'm not going to deserve it. So whether, listen, deserving has nothing to do with it. In fact, that's a bad word if you look at yourself in the light of the mirror of the Word of God. That English word of deserve is not good towards you and it's not good towards me. Because deserving is hell. That's what we deserve. The punishment of God, the wrath of God, that's what we deserve. If we got that, if we got our merits, then listen, nothing do I bring simply to the cross I clean. It's the merit of Christ, and that's what we have. He said we ought to forgive one another, be as dear children. Notice this, he said, and walk in love. And walk in love. Now, we can turn there, and I thought about I would, but I'm not, let me just turn there. I'm going to turn there. 1 Corinthians 13 is familiar scripture. And he said to walk in love. Now, people's got a mixed up meaning about what love is, and the world does. You know, they say God is love, and Brother Hyde, and they don't even know God. Well, he is love. God is love, but that not the way the world thinks he is. Brother Hyde, that's not God. He's not that way. That's not the God of the Bible, because man thinks that God loves them in their sin. God loves you out of your sin, takes you out of it. But it's not, listen, God's not a yoking up with it. God has mercy if he didn't, and extends grace to his own, Brother Robert. I believe that's right. And he has mercy on the whole world, because the biggest part of the world, Brother High, right now today is walking lost without God on their way to hell. And if God don't intervene, then they'll die and go that way. We understand, know that. And listen, the only reason why you're here this morning is because the grace of God extended to you, thank God, and brought the love of God your way. God did it in past. He died on Calvary for that, Brother Hyde. You want to see the love of God, look at Calvary. That's if I could say that this morning, if you'll allow me to, but that's the pinnacle, that's the epicenter of the love of God right there on Calvary. That's the top of it. That's the highlight. That's the pinnacle. That's where the love of God's at. Listen, that he'd die for me, that he'd die for you, that hated him, spit on his face, despised him, rejected him, Brother Robert. We esteemed him stricken of God, smitten of God. We hated him. We didn't esteem him highly. We hated him. Man hated him. And God loves. He said this in the Word of God. I'm going to read part of it, not the whole thing. Chapter 13 of Corinthians. This is what God says love is. What God says. Not me, not you, not another man, not somebody that wrote a book. This is the eternal Word of God. He said, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Notice this, does not behave itself unseemly. Here's the big one right here. Here's the big kicker right here. And this is where it hits home to every one of us. And this is conviction, convicting strong to my heart. I'm about to read it, Brother Todd, and I'm saying, woe is me. I ought to get on my face under something and hide and speak only to God. He said this in the Word of God, does not behave itself unseemly. Notice this, seeketh not her own. Now, you don't see the love of God? Look to Calvary. I'm telling you this. Christ, we'll read it in the Word of God. Christ died for a sacrifice to God for man. He did, listen, he seeketh not her own. Jesus did not go to Calvary, Brother Hyde, for his own sin, for he had none. He did not die to be punished of God for his wrongdoing. Because he had none. He was punished of God for our wrongdoing. He's punished of God for our sin. He sought not his own. He says, seeking not our own. Notice this is not easily provoked. Brother Robert, about going down the road, excuse me for getting a little tickled, but going down the road people just aggravate you. And they really is, Brother Robert. There's a lot of no driving people out there. I'll just say that. That's Redmond terminology, but there's a lot of them. And it's easy. But listen, he said here in the Word of God, he said it's not easily provoked. Slow down, get out of the way, Lord help them make that they're safe. That's the right thing to do. Do I always do that, Brother Todd? Nope. Sometimes I'll kick it. And sometimes I'll fuss. Sometimes I'll blow the horn. He said, that ain't love. I'm just being honest with you. Get down to what you said. That sounds awful simple and awful silly. No, it ain't love. It ain't. And listen, he said this in the Word of God. It's not easy to put. Notice this, thinking no evil. Don't wish that person to have a crash. May the Lord help them get there safe. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. This is love. Charity never faileth. And he went on to say, whether it be prophecies, he said they'll fail, tongues, all that. I'm not going to read the rest of the chapter. He said it never faileth. But listen, that's the real love of God. That's the love. Listen, that's the love that Christ has had for us and still has for us today. That's the love that he has. And it's convicting, Brother Robert, because I fell in that. But he said here in the Word of God that as dear children, we ought to, and he said, and walk in love. Notice this, as Christ also hath loved us. He also hath loved us. He's telling us to walk in that same love. As Christ also hath loved you, then you ought to love one another. I ought to love you as Christ loved me. That's what he said here in the Word of God. As a dear children, listen, just like your boys roll their shirts up as sleeves as you do, he's saying here in the Word of God, Brother Rar, that we ought to love just like Christ loved. Now, I'm not Jesus. That's no excuse, Brother Hyde. That's no excuse. Christ in you, the hope of glory, and the power of God, the Holy Ghost, abides in you. And trust me, the Holy Ghost shows love. That's the fruit of the Spirit. That's one of the things that he mentions. We'll get there, Brother Rob. But the Holy Ghost in you loves people, sinners and saints alike. There's a love of God. Now, it's a real love. Notice this. He said, loveth it. He mentioned truth, Brother Robert. I've said this. I believe it's right, Brother Hyde. Now, listen. He does say, he said there, it's not provoked and behaves himself, don't behave himself unseemly. And there's a right spirit to having this thing. But listen to me now. You cannot love anybody the way that Christ loves us. You cannot love them outside of truth. Right. Not with the love of God, Brother Hyde. You cannot do it. You cannot do it. So there is some stand in there. And there is ought to obey God rather than man and follow God rather than man. And listen, when you show the light of Christ, I'm going to get there. It's in the Word of God. When you do that, you show that whether they realize it or not, Sister Jennifer, that is love. You cannot love outside of truth. Now the Word of God teaches that and proves that, Brother Hyde. And listen, you can try it if you want to. I've done a little of it. I'm going to tell you this, it will not work. It won't work. It ain't the love of God. You have to love them, he said, as Christ also hath loved us. Listen, Jesus went to Calvary and died because you're a sinner. He's never going to back off of that. He never did. He knew we were sinful before God, Brother Hyde, and he had to go to Calvary. Why? He showed the love of God that he was dying for a bunch of wretches that deserved hell. He said, y'all wicked, and you're lost without me. You got no way to get to God. There's no way that you can clean yourself up. There's nothing that you can do to get yourself into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. There's no way to accomplish that. There's no way to climb up. In fact, if you do, you're a thief and a robber, and there's no way you're going to get there, and you deserve the punishment, the wrath, and all-out wrath of God in hell in eternity. But I love you. I'm going to die for you. That's what he did. He said, and hath given himself for us, notice this, an offering. God set that up, Brother Hyde. They did that in Old Testament days. There was offerings. That's because this is, if I can say this morning, that's the ordained will plan of God. There's a sacrifice, there's an offering that's given. There was offerings that was given. That high priest did it once a year for the sins of the people. And he's the only one that could go in there. But he had to. But listen, he went for the sins of the people and his own sin. It wasn't just theirs, Brother Haley. He was going for his own sin. He had to do that once a year. And when he did that, the way God set it up, and that offering was right, Brother High, and acceptable in the sight of God. It was an Abel sacrifice, not a Cain sacrifice. God rejected that one. We know that because it wasn't the way God set it up. It wasn't a true sacrifice. It wasn't something, listen, sacrificing, is the way God said to an offering. But when they did that, then God received that and he accepted that and he took that in and it was good for a year. But it had to go back. And if it didn't go back, what they did last year wasn't no good. It run out. It expired. It's like this. Keith knows this. And listen, this is a bad example. It's just a pitiful example, but it's the only one I got. God said they had to do it every year, Brother Hyde. It's pitiful, but it's what I got. a mechanic. Now you do a lot of things on laptop. Keith spends more time than I do on one, and that's just what you do. But we've got programs. We've got Ford. We've got Ford IDS. We've got Cummins Insight. We've got several programs. And I don't know how to do it. I'm not no computer whiz. But I'm telling you, when you pay for it and they give you the keys and you load it in that laptop computer, there's a clock that starts, and a year from now it's going to run out and it's going to shut down. It ain't no good. You still got the laptop. The icon, Cummins Insight, still on there. Open it up and try to use it. It won't work. Why? Expired. They had to go back again this coming year. What they did last year done run out. The clock done run out. Why is it a year? Because God told them it was a year. He said, you're going to do it every year. That's why it was a year. It could have been 6 months. Could have been 2 years. Whatever, but it wasn't, because that wasn't ordained of God. It was a year because God said it's a year. But notice this, he said here in the Word of God, he gave himself an offering. He offered himself. He offered up himself. He willingly laid down his life. No man took it. He had the power to lay it down, and he had the power to take it back up. But listen, he also had the power to not lay it down, but he had to, Brother Hyde. He had to lay it down. No man took it. He laid it down. We understand that, Brother Robert. He willingly laid it down. It was nobody had the power to take it. Not Satan, not nobody. When he was in it, nobody had the power. Listen, the creation is not over the Creator. And everything's created by him. Without him's not anything made that was made. We understand, know that. So he's over all. He's over the house. He's over everything. He'll get to it in the scripture. It's great, but listen, he said here the Word of God, he offered himself, given himself for us an offering, notice this, and a sacrifice to God. He did not sacrifice himself to man. Man sacrifices to God. Man had to sacrifice to God. He did. He had to get an offering, Brother Hyde. He had an offering. And a sacrifice to God. That's the way God set it up. We still make sacrifices and offerings to God today. Not in the way they did in the Old Testament. I understand and know we got a great high priest. He entered in once, brother. Having obtained eternal redemption for us, not by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood. Thank God. That God not received for a year, but that God eternally received. It ain't got no time clock on it. It don't run out. Why is that? Because God don't have no time clock on him. If you're eternal, that was time. You can't figure that out. I couldn't even explain it to you. But time has no reference. That's really, Brother Hyde, what reason why a day is 1,000 years and 1,000 years a day. What difference does it make?
Right.
Not to God. He's eternal. Now, he works in time. We understand, know that. There was a day that Jesus Christ went to a place called Calvary, and he was sacrificed on a cross, even though he was a lamb slain before the foundation of the world. But there was a time, brother, that he went. There was a day that he went. He had to. He offered himself. He said here in the Word of God, we ought to walk that way, and Christ gave a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. It smelled good to God. Now listen, it's a sweet smelling savor this morning, Brother Robert. It's still a sweet smelling savor to God. And if you're born again, saved by the grace of God, it's a sweet smelling savor to you. Why is that? It's redemption. Cross is a terrible thing, Brother Robert. It's a terrible thing. Really unimaginable to the natural man. There's no way, Brother Todd, that me or anybody else could explain that to you to get you to see the depth of it. You see it through the eyes of God. I understand and know that, but I don't know, Brother Robert, that there's still a complete comprehension. You know what I'm saying? I mean, to really fathom what Christ went through, what he did. Yeah, I mean, you tell me. To get there, Calvary is a terrible thing. But listen, child of God, if you're saved by the grace of God, Calvary is also a beautiful thing. That he went, was punished bad, beyond imagination, beyond explaining. His flesh ripped off him, his visage marred. Couldn't even tell who he was anymore. All of his life's blood shed. Life's in the blood, what God said. That's why he told them, this is why he told them not to eat the blood, because life's in the blood. Well, life's in the blood, his blood. A sacrifice, folks. He said it's a sweet smelling savor. God was well pleased with it, Brother Robert. It pleased him to bruise him. Then he says here in the Word of God, I got to move on. He said, I'm not going to go into detail on all of these. I got it, but I'm just not, there's a point here God's making. Most of us here this morning understand what these words mean. And if you don't, look it up, praise God. You can figure it out. You can find out. We understand, Brother Robert, but there's two verses here I want to look at. Verse 3, he said, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, y'all know what that means, I think. He said, notice this, he said, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Now, I don't get ahead of myself, but I'm going to read it and I'm going to come back to that. He named several other things. He said, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor jesting, which are not convenient. That means that it's not fit. That means it's not proper. What it means, what it may not convenient means. He said, not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Verse 5, he said, for this you know. Remember verse 3, he said, fornication, all uncleanness of covenant. He said, for this you know, that no whoremonger, that's in there, the fornication. He said, no unclean person. That's that all uncleanness. He said, nor covetous man. He said, who is an idolater. If he's coveter, he's an idolater. Now, in Old Testament, I believe God likened all that in, he likened that into witchcraft. There was a reference made there, Brother I. He said, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God? Now, I'm going to tell you what I believe in this. Don't be deceived. Don't be super spiritual. Now, I ask you this. I'm not going to name things. But I want to ask you this. What is it that a saved man can't do? Or a saved lady? When I say man, I mean mankind. Now, listen to what he said in the Word of God. He said, but fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, listen to it. He said, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Now, don't be too super spiritual and think that a child of God, that can't happen. That it can't happen. That's right, it did. Sure it did. Paul wrote to Corinthians, the Corinthian church, and there's a lot of stuff going on that shouldn't have been going on. Does that mean them people wasn't saved? Well, are they saved by the grace of God, the eternal gift of God, or are they saved by what they did or didn't do? Now notice this, he said, let it not be once named. That's not saying that it couldn't happen or that it hasn't happened. It's not saying that. He said, let it not be once named as becometh saints. He said, that is not becoming the saints of God, is what he's saying there, Brother Hyde. Listen, I'm not making an excuse for it. God's not excusing if it happened. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is man is man, and the flesh is still alive. And listen, it's not redeemed, and there's a part of you. That's why he said, be led of the Spirit of God. You're not controlled by the flesh. You're not walking in the flesh if you're controlled by the Spirit of God. If you're led of the Spirit of God, you don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if you're not led of the Spirit of God, then you can fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, what he's naming here looks to me like it's in line with the lust of the flesh. There's a lot of other things too, Brother Hyatt, could be said here. But if you read what the things that he names here, I can see the lust of the flesh in every one of them. In every one of them. And if a man's not being led of the Spirit of God, and he's walking in the flesh, then listen, what I'm saying to you is he can fulfill the lust of the flesh. God said here, don't let it be named among you as becoming saints, because he said that's not becoming the saints. That's not who we are. That's not godly is what he's saying. That's not being led of the Spirit. That's not the Holy Ghost. That's not Christ in you, the hope of glory, that's a doing that. That's you that's a doing that. And he said, don't let it be named, because he said here in the Word of God, as become a saint. Now he said here in verse number 5, for this you know, that no whoremonger, no unclean person, no covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. That's why he ought to, listen, that's more of why it ought to not be named. Now, if a man's living in that, Brother Hyde, if he's walking in that and he's living in that, and that's his lifestyle, and he's never been, there's no power of God never took him out of there. There's no conviction of God. There's nothing in him towards that being wrong, and that's not becoming the saints, then he's not God's. Then he's not God's. What he's saying here is, listen, you got to understand, there's other scripture I was reading in Hebrews this morning. Brother Hyde, if I can turn there right quick, and I'm going to come back to this. You got to understand, you read the Word of God. Remember the grace of God in Christ only. Calvary alone. Put God here on this side in his rightful place, and everything else over here, Brother Hyde. And when you read the Word of God, you got to see that. You got to remember that. I have to remember that, Brother Hyde. I'm going to come back to Ephesians. I'm not going to read all of it in Hebrews chapter 3. I'm not going to read all of it. You can read what you want to of it. He's speaking about Moses, and he's speaking about the house and building the house. He said, Christ, talking about this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who hath builded the house hath more honor than the house. For every house is built by some man, but he that built all things is God. So when the man builds a house, God still built it. That's what they say, because he built all things. That's not too hard to figure out, to understand, is it? But Christ is a son over his own house, but Christ is a son over his own house. I'm going to go back to Ephesians. He said, whose house are we? He's saying here in the Word of God that you're his house. Notice this, if, don't misinterpret the Word of God and turn this back into works. Paul's telling them, they're being written to here in Hebrews, thank God to turn towards Christ. Come out of that old way, thank God, and step into the new covenant. That's where they're at. That's what he's teaching them in the book. In that book, brother, that's what he's teaching them. Don't turn this around and say this is works. Notice what he said. Whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end. Now, hear me out. Hear me out. Holding fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm unto the end does not save you. You do that because you are saved. That don't save you. Why are you here this morning? It don't save you. When you read this Word of God, Brother Haley, you got to remember it's Christ alone, the hope of glory. Him alone. These other things are a product of. They're a product of he that both will and do of his good pleasure in you. It's the product of he that's performing the will of God in you. Perform is the root word of performance. If you go out and do something for God today, then there was a performance that took place. But he that performed it is he that's in you, not you. You do that, you did that, you do that because you're saved. That don't save you. Holding fast to the confidence and hope that's in Christ. Listen, that act of you holding fast to that's not saves you. You're holding fast to that because he did save you. You gotta see that when you read the Word of God. Now look in Ephesians, back to Ephesians, and I gotta close. He said here in the Word of God, he said, For you know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater hath any inheritance in the kingdom of God, Christ and of God. And he said before that, let it not be once named. Now, if you believe works, if it's once named among you, you're out. Brother Hyatt, you're out. But that's deceitful and don't line up with the Word of God. And it ain't right. There's no excuse for sin. There is no excuse for sin. No man has any excuse before God for sin. But I asked you this morning, did you sin this week? I don't know about today. Maybe have, maybe ain't. It's early yet. We say that a lot of times at work, you know, it's early yet. It's early yet. Maybe you ain't had much opportunity. You ain't been tempted, tested much already today. Not too hard on Sunday when you come to the house of God. It really ain't. I'm just being honest. Tomorrow's another day, Brother Robert. Tomorrow's another day. He said, let it not be named. But listen, the fact that you don't live in these sins that he named does not save you. You don't live in these sins because you are saved. There's God first, and then there's product of that. There's production of that. If I can put it to you this way, there's always a cause and effect. Even man admits that. Now, they don't admit it the way God says it. They don't see it the way God sees it. But, you know, there's an action and a reaction. I guess that's right. That's some kind of law, Newton's law, whatever, physics and all that. I'm not disputing that. But listen, that lines up with God. God is the action. And there is a reaction to the action of God. There is a reaction. Now, if a man steps into this and man falls in this, Brother Robert, then there's going to be an action of God that's going to cause him to react to the action of God. And he's going to repent. He's going to get it right. What am I saying to you this morning? This proves that a man is God's. It don't make him God's. What I do or don't do does not make me God's. Right. And it proves. He proves himself. I didn't get too far. On in the scripture, you'll see it. He talks about the fruit of the Spirit being in all goodness. Why is that? Because the Spirit, the Holy Ghost, Brother Hyde, is who's doing it. It's Him. It's Him. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Who's the Holy Ghost? He's the Spirit of Christ. He's the Spirit. He's the very Spirit of Christ. He's in you, thank God. And he does the, listen, it's him. There's an action and there's a reaction. There's an action of God in your heart that will cause you to walk the way of God. If you allow me to put it that way, listen, it'll will you to walk the way of God and it'll do you to walk the way of God. Listen, God not only does it, he wills it. If your will's towards God, it's because he willed your will towards himself. I know that's all a bunch of doubles and sound like a bunch of jumbling, but that's what God did. If any man's got any will towards God, Brother Hyde, it's because God willed it in him. He did it. He said both the will and the do. So that leaves you out and him in everything. That leaves me out, Mr. General. I take no credit for anything. I can have nothing to boast in. I ain't got no certificate to hang on the wall and said I'm this or I'm not this or I'm this or I did this, didn't do this. I ain't got nothing to hang on the wall before God, because if there's anything in me, he's the beginning of it. Listen, he willed and done it. There is nothing of me. What can I say of me? I didn't will it. Right. I didn't will it and I didn't do it. So that leaves me out. And Christ is the one that's on the throne, high and lifted up. He said, we ought to love one another. He said, let not this once be named. He said, as becoming saints. He said, because you're saints. Don't let it be named. That's awful naive. Take heed lest you fall. consider thyself, lest you also be tempted. I mean, consider yourself.
The man said he had nothing,
he deceived himself. In fact, he said, if you say you have no sin, you've made God a liar. That's strong right there, Brother Robert. That's as stout as you, but I'd say that's as strong as you're going to get in the Word of God. The Word of God says you look in God's eye and call him a liar. Now, one thing would be a liar, but you're going to tell God, you're going to look God in the face and tell him he's a liar.
Yep, that's strong.
God help us. I appreciate you in this morning.